Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Brett Hollander, talk show host on WBAL in Baltimore, talks Orioles all the time, and of course the Phillies are down in Baltimore to open a quick two-game interleague series with the Orioles. And let's get a scout of this Orioles team, Brett, digging into the numbers. I was really surprised how much they've struggled this season, 13-28, last in the American League East. Were expectations low, or has this group underachieved?
They've underachieved. The expectations were uncertain. They were sub-500 last year, after five consecutive years of really contending and being 500 or better in three playoff appearances. But everyone kind of sensed that this team and this organization's in transition. They had some opportunities to kind of break it up last year and in this offseason, and they decided to give it one more shot and go for it. And so far, it's really backfired. Now, I imagine they still have opportunities to move some of their veteran players, especially those who are pending free agents or close to that status. But they've underachieved. I mean, they really haven't hit until very recently, and now the bats are really coming to life. They've actually put together a nice stretch here, but probably too little too late.
Andrew Cashner will be on the mound, kind of a journeyman, 1-4 this year, ERA near 5. Has he pitched about what those numbers indicate?
Yeah, I would actually say stuff-wise, I've been pretty impressed with him. He throws middle 90s, which I was not anticipating. And, he's one of those guys that could probably move coming up here in the next few months because he has a pretty reasonable contract. But he's a guy that they expected to get for $8 million a year in a two-year deal, an innings eater, someone who's going to give you quality starts. He's had one or two that probably inflate that ERA a bit because he's been pretty solid in the end, not one of the biggest problems.
Mentioned the bats are coming alive. Who are some guys that have started to roll into form the Phillies fans should take note of heading into this series?
Well, Manny Machado has been perhaps the best hitter in baseball this year. He's playing out of his mind. Obviously, he's in a contract year, and he's going for the big one, just like Bryce Harper would, or whenever Mike Trout comes up again. He's trying to get 10 years, $300 million, and perhaps become the highest paid player in the history of modern-day professional sports in America. And Jonathan Scope, who was injured for much of the season, who won Most Valuable Oriole last year. Fans don't know him in Philadelphia. He's truly one of the best second basemen in baseball. And he just got back earlier last week, and now he's starting to look the part again. And he is a bona fide all-star second baseman. And those two guys are really going to give this lineup a lot of juice. The guys who've struggled all year, Chris Davis, who's been a gigantic disappointment, again, who has signed a huge contract a couple of years ago. But there are some other guys. I mean, this lineup, as far as potency goes, over the last 5, 6, 7 years, has been the most powerful offense in baseball. Got off to a terrible start this year, but they were missing Mark Trumbo and Jonathan Scope for much of the season. And now they kind of look like what most fans expect them to be, which is a really prolific offense and hitting a lot of balls out of the ballpark.
Brett Hollander, talk show host, WBAL in Baltimore, giving us a scout of the Orioles. Phillies open a quick two-game series with the O's tonight down in Baltimore. Brett, thanks so much for the time and insight.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.